Hello, and welcome to Weed and Grub.
We did it, you guys. We've had some technical difficulties, but we're here.
Yeah, trials and tribulations. No doubt about it.
Mercury's in retrograde.
It is so retrograde right now.
And it's Aries season.
Yeah. It must be why I'm feeling like I'm on fire, but I'm dropping everything that I'm carrying. Like, I'm a bumbling mess of flames.
I feel like I just climbed a mountain and burst into fire, and now I'm just dousing myself with, like, any liquid that I can find.
Yeah, all of them are feeding the flames.
Yep.
Yeah.
Aries season.
It is. Well, our birthdays are a week apart.
Uh-huh.
And both coming up.
Terrifying.
Oh, my gosh. And Mercury is like, and here's a twist.
Go fuck yourselves.
That's
nothing
the twist.
Works.
The twist is go fuck yourselves.
Like, nothing works. Can't figure anything out. You want to record a podcast for fun that you like doing?
Mm-hmm.
No, fuck you.
Nah.
Your microphones don't work?
Yeah.
Not going to help you out here.
Oh, gosh.
This is Weed and Grub, guys, by the way.
Yeah, welcome to Weed and Grub.
Hi.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. This is, I'm excited to be here.
The voice you heard right there is Mary Jane Gibson.
And that's Mike Glazer over there.
Yeah. MG and MG. MJG and MJG.
I know. Double MJG.
Yeah.
Squared.
Mm-hmm. And we love food and we get high and life is pretty fun and we thought we should share it.
Yep. It is all so good. Apart from the everything that we started this podcast out talking about, like the, astronomical situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or astrological.
Oh my God. Mercury got you again.
Oh no.
Mercury got you again.
The weed and the Mercury retrograde caught me again. The astrological situation got me.
Yeah.
Aries season. Here we go.
Okay.
Episode 2.
We went and had a crazy bananas meal. I'd like to talk about it for 1 second because Chef Holden is a really great chef. And we had met him and I way before this meal we just had by him, vegan, delicious, tasting menu, some of it infused. I'll add context to that for in a second.
It was like so much information.
It was so much and none of it is going to make sense.
Everyone's like, what are you talking about, Mike? Vegan, infused. Okay, anyway.
You know, I can't wait till there's computer chips in our brains. So you can just see what I'm picturing and I don't need to try and use words anymore.
Yeah, just download it to other people's links.
Ugh.
On their next. Optical nerves.
Yeah, and their fucking gross eyeballs. Yeah, okay, so we went to a pretty fun dinner at a fancy, fancy mansion with an infinity pool and mermaids swimming in it.
Oh, pretty fun. That's a weird way. Like, you're like nagging it from the start. Pretty fun, guys.
You're so
it was,
right.
Come on. The mermaids were like not even like that big a deal as compared to like the rest of it. And mermaids at a party, like that is a pretty big deal. There were mermaids at this party swimming in an infinity pool that dropped off into the Malibu mountains.
Yeah.
Where we were served a dinner, the vegan feast.
It was cool.
With a lot of marijuana.
Such good marijuana too.
So good. Like passed around at different stages of the evening. There were joints. There was some of the food was infused. It was just an incredible evening. I felt very fortunate.
Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I've been that like high and danced that much and really been feeling myself while also completely satisfied by vegan cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not heavy. I was craving like meat, but that's because like I love butter basted steak every night of the week if I had my jollies. But I felt great and I felt healthy and I was so high, but not so high that I was trapped in the corner of my own mind. I felt great. It was amazing.
It was incredible. I did eat jerky on the way to the event in the car, and I did get Twix on the way back from the event at the gas station. So the vegan feast that was served to us in between totally held me over for like an hour. And then on either side, I needed to eat butter and meat. But no, it was great. It was really wonderful.
It was really wonderful. And really quick, I grabbed the menu just because I want to shout out. So Chef Holden and I hit it off in Vegas mm-hmm. at the Cannabis Summit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just wanted to give a quick shout out, not only to him as mm-hmm. a chef, who mm-hmm. I definitely want to cook with, but also the event was phenomenal. Yep. And when we're allowed to share more and more about it closer to the date of all the things that it was about, we'll come back to it. But in the meantime, just wanted to give quick shout outs and hopefully be allowed to post some pics on the Weed and Grub Instagram of the food.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was a truly magical evening.
Do you want to talk about your kitchen? Do you want to talk about our own cooking? Do you want to talk about our like where we're at and what we want to cook right now? Or do you want to just like smoke some weed and tangent off into the abyss?
We're looking at my kitchen right now. We're sitting at my kitchen counter. I like looking at it because it's my first kitchen that I've had in a long time. And I've had my first little tiny dinner party here recently. And I'm like enjoying just being in my space. And
what did you cook for your dinner party?
Oh, a friend of mine came over and brought someone I didn't know very well. My friend Jamie came over and brought her friend Martin. And
she's a sexpert, right?
She's a sex therapist, yeah.
Sex therapist.
She's a licensed therapist and she also does, sex therapy. And she, my kind of idea behind having a new series of dinner parties was to have like someone that I like and know a little bit bring over someone that I don't know at all. And then we all just get to know each other a little mm-hmm. better.
Oh, I mean, food is so communal.
Yeah.
It's the perfect way to say, who are you? I'd like to find out.
Exactly. Like dinner parties in general. I just, when I lived in Paris for a year and there was an American expat who had a loft and he just hosted dinner parties once a week. And anyone who was connected to that community would just come and you'd be asked to bring a bottle of wine or a dish and just meet people. And
yes.
I loved that idea. I've always loved that. And so LA can be isolating, you know? It's a car culture. People are in bubbles here. People don't meet up in the same way that they do in other cities that I've lived in, like New York or any of the other cities that I've lived in. And so it was cool to have Jamie come and have dinner at my house and bring her friend Martin. And Jamie's vegetarian, so I made a warm farro salad with asparagus and snap peas and chili flakes and a little feta and
nice, the creamy salty on top of the heat.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was tasty. And we also had a side of just like sauteed mushrooms with sage and some butternut squash and some weed and gab.
Sauteed mushrooms with sage?
Yeah.
What kind of mushroom?
Tree oyster mushrooms.
Hunks? You had hunks?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
With butter and garlic and sage and...
What do you do? Like pan fry it? Saute mm-hmm. it?
Yep. Melt the butter in the pan. Let the mushrooms kind of crisp up and then melt some more butter and like spoon it over them with some sage and some salt. And
I feel like you just like tucked my brain in for bed. That's the sexiest thing I've ever heard. Butter basted mushrooms?
Yeah.
How was the orgy?
Funny you should ask. I'm pregnant. it was a very fun night.
You did sweet potatoes, right?
Butternut squash.
Butternut. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not.
Not at all. No.
It is. Sweet potatoes and butternut squash mm-hmm. are 100% the same.
But zillion percent not the same thing.
100% why?
Why are we going to fight about this when they're not the same thing? They're totally different. A sweet potato is a sweet potato and a butternut squash is a different vegetable.
What's a yam?
Wackadoo. A yam is like a sweet potato. They're like related. I think they might even be the same thing, but I believe that yams are like a relative, like plantains and banana. A plantain is to a banana as a sweet potato is to a yam.
But a butternut squash is...
A squash. Not a potato at all.
It's not a potato at all. Okay. Is it because it's called a squash instead of a potato? Is that
no,
what you're telling me?
No, because it's part of the squash family. My God.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So you chose butternut squash.
I did. It was a consensual act.
And you roasted it?
I did.
A little oil, a little salt.
Yep. Peeled it, like cubed it in the oven for a long time at 400. And then, just it cooks down. It gets all nice and caramelized and sweet. Little crispy edges.
Yes.
Yes.
It sounds satisfying.
It was satisfying. It was really good. Thank you. And next up, I think you and I are going to cook some food in my kitchen together. And
yeah.
Maybe you and I will feed some people together.
We're going to make lamb.
Yep.
Let's put it out there. Now we are committed. We are making lamb.
Making lamb. It's going to be...
A leg.
Yeah.
We're going to go for a leg of lamb.
Who are we going to invite?
I don't know. Let's do a contest if you're listening to this.
Oh my God, that's and so gross.
And you're a stranger, we are gonna fly you in from wherever you live, and you get to stay with Mary Jane, and I'll come visit.
Cool.
And we're gonna cook you a leg of lamb, and so just email us and we'll give you her address, and a key will be under the mat.
Wow. Okay.
You're so kindly Canadian. Cool. That you are like, instead of like, fuck you.
That sounds awful. but yeah, we're going to cook lamb.
Yes.
I'm excited to make some minted peas.
Ooh.
Some new potatoes.
What's a new potato?
Like the little tiny, like red skinned, the thin skinned potatoes.
I'm not, like a hash?
No. You know potatoes, right?
Oh, well, yeah, I do. But when you say new potato, I'm picturing either a type of potato or a dish, and I'm not sure which it is.
It's a type. They're like the little, like the skin is red and quite thin, as opposed to like a russet or a Yukon Gold, where the skin is thicker.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't necessarily, I don't even know what to say about any potato. They're like the little thin skin. They're like the little baby guys.
Yeah. And what are we going to make?
Who cares?
Out of those potatoes.
Eat them raw.
Great.
Love a
like
potato.
Like a fucking apple.
Exactly. I'm just going to go to bed with them. Sleep in a pile of potatoes for the rest of my life.
I can't wait. That's your favorite food?
One of them.
Potatoes.
Yeah, what's yours?
My favorite food. I mean, I'm on such a kick right now with like cream cheese dips. And so it's all I'm eating right now is everything bagel pretzels with like a cream-based dip. And that's my diet.
That's just what's like getting you through?
Yep. It's all I want.
Like French onion?
Not yet, but that's what I grew up with. If you want to go like nostalgic dip,
yeah,
French onion through and through.
Right, the Lipton's packet, mix it into the tub, get some wavy ruffles out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, a wavy ruffle?
A wavy ruffle.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I remember the first time I ever smoked and had my own thing to smoke out of, it was something called a Zeppelin, and it's like a little metal pipe, and you pack it, and you screw the top on so that it... And then you light through the tiny little hole in the top. I'm describing it poorly, but it's called a Zeppelin. And I remember being so high and having the munchies so bad from this brown brick dirt seed weed that I polished off a whole tub of French onion dip with ruffles, ridges, and you just brought me back to my fucking childhood hard. Oh my God.
That salt... French onion, kind of oddly, I mean, I know it's a chemical, like it's a manufactured taste.
Give me it.
I fucking love it. And it's funny that we're saying this because I mean, earlier this evening we were debating the merits of ranch, and I was saying that there are no merits. Ranch is a terrible thing that shouldn't exist. And if you're having a wing, you only dip it in blue cheese.
Mm-hmm. To which I say, you're out of your mind, ranch for life.
This is the next fight that we're going to have.
Yeah, but I don't want to stop your French onion thing.
Well, just
to fight.
Because, like, I, you know, there was a time when that was a party to me. If I had a chip in my hand with French onion dip on it and I was jamming it in my mouth, I was at a party. That's what parties tasted like.
Fuck yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you see the chip cut through the dip and leave the ridges, and it's a nice sturdy hunk on that. Oh my fucking God.
I mean, who needs a chip even? I could have just done it with a spoon.
You're like walking around the party with a spoon in the tub, just like, what's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
Dance circle over here, huh?
Oh, is this not cool?
It's not double dip, you don't share.
I mean, there was, like, there are certain foods that I feel like are so, like the French onion dip or ranch, that are sort of like specifically American. I don't think ranch is delicious, but I think the French onion dip is so delicious. But then, like, there's this kind of odd, like, Midwestern group of foods that I don't understand. Maybe you can help me with them.
I would love to, as someone who grew up in St. Louis, lived in Chicago, and swears by the Midwestern diet.
Okay. Number one, deep dish pizza.
Pass.
Why?
Because it's bullshit. It's gross. It's too much. Do you like it?
I thought you loved Midwestern cuisine.
I have opinions maybe on Midwestern cuisine. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a better way of saying it. So you've had deep dish pizza.
I have never had it. I've only seen pictures and I'm like, I don't understand what that is.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, do you want to try it? Is it something that sure. you're curious enough to try?
I mean, I like a chowder bowl.
Yeah. Okay. I feel you on that.
Right?
Totally. Yeah. Where the bread sops it up and the bottom of the bowl is the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just, it's just too much.
Mm.
You know, I don't like waiting 60 minutes for a pizza and then having a slice and a half and being like, oh, nap. Time for a nap. I'm so full of meat, cheese, and bread.
Right.
That it's time to go home.
Yeah. Seems like a lot. It seems like a great late night. Like the food we talked about
mm-hmm.
when we talked last week about like, what, you know, what do you need to sop it up after a night of like tying yeah. one on?
Yes.
Maybe that's when it's good.
Oh, it's amazing then. Okay. Absolutely. Because you're holding basically like a pizza slice that is built like a cake. Do you know what I'm saying? Like
it's you're
holding.
Thick.
Yeah, it's so thick. Like you're just holding like if lasagna was made out of a loaf of bread, essentially.
It just seems not okay.
It's totally, totally.
We're so if anyone listens to this ever,
yeah.
we're gonna get people just, I mean, telling us we're wrong. I guess.
I'm fine. Maybe. Good. Come at us. Okay. Come at me.
All right.
Come at you. You?
I don't know.
Okay. I just look. I lived in my mom's side is from Chicago. I lived there for a very long time. Tourist destination, Lou Malnati's. You know,
mm-hmm.
Giordano's. I think is like, yeah, have the experience for sure. But I'm going to be straight up with you. It's not good pizza.
Hmm.
It's just an experience. But if you're going for good pizza, New York, baby. Come on. Or give me that thin slice with that crisp crust.
Yeah. Or the, like artisanal pies, you know?
Yes.
Like, you just like make your own stuff, like your own dough at home. One of the best things that I have ever had on a pizza was on the boat when I worked in Alaska. And they like, I learned how to make pizza dough. And then we would like smear pesto on it and just put some smoked salmon on that thing.
Whoa.
And that's a crazy, ridiculous thing that you would probably never want to order in a restaurant. It actually sounds kind of gross to me, but like smoked salmon pesto pizza?
Yeah. Ooh, with the salt air?
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Damn.
Some toasted pine nuts on there, a little arugula.
Ooh.
Oh, I just salivated. Just like spit a little bit. Yeah. Okay, wait. Other Midwestern things that I need help understanding.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Ambrosia salad.
Oh, sure.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean.
You're at a wake.
Yeah. And it's there.
Yep.
It's a sloppy candy. You know,
it's
so sweet. It's so jiggly. It's a fun bite. We do have toasted ravioli. Have you ever fucked with that?
Toasted ravioli?
Yeah. Speaking of like
what?
Butternut squash.
What? Oh, no, I haven't heard that one. What is it?
By the way, we're both wearing bibs right now because it's just, this is what we talk about. Get high. Mm. Toasted ravioli is so much fun to eat.
Mm.
It is just ravioli, breaded, deep fried. So the meat inside is so overly seasoned and spicy and salty and peppery. Deep fried golden brown. And then you dunk it in marinara sauce.
What the fuck?
And then the fucking best part of it is the second bite that you dunk in marinara. You know when you bite in and so now you've got the pocket where the meat is.
Uh-huh.
And you fill that up with marinara too.
Uh-huh.
And then you eat that. And the whole thing is, oh, it's so good.
This is the original. This is where Hot Pockets came from.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That's the original Hot Pocket.
Nailed it.
Right?
Yeah, 100%. Dang. Truth.
I mean, that just sounds great.
It is.
Okay, the other thing that I want to know, Missouri, right? Missouri?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Misery.
Missouri. Oh, no. Where? How do you say it?
Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah.
Is that, what is Missouri considered? Is it central, south central? Is it the south?
Midwest.
It's the Midwest,
it's
right?
It's the Midwest.
Still the Midwest.
Yeah, totally. Which is such a misnomer. What are you, middle?
I don't know. I'm Canadian, so I have no, I'm like, I don't understand any of it, but.
Yeah, Missouri, the Midwest.
Do you have, okay, so I have dear friends from Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, Louisiana. Do you guys in Missouri have barbecue and or coleslaw wars?
100%.
Okay.
You ride or die by your barbecue at places.
Wow.
Yes.
What is that like?
Intense.
Yeah.
Specific.
Yeah. Like Mason-Dixie kind of like feud over it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like, what is it called?
Hatfield-McCoy kind of.
When you draw a sand, where you draw in the sand.
A line in the sand.
A line in the sand.
And you're just like, yeah, vinegar. What is it? Like vinegar versus mayo slaw or like.
I want to look it up because I don't want to be hated on.
Okay.
Because I don't know, because I think barbecue is not that great. Hold on.
Whoa. Throwing down. I can't believe you just said that you think barbecue is not that great. This is up there with you think meatballs are bad. You are just.
I do love stuff though. Like there I know are things you love stuff. Love.
Like ranch. What's wrong with you?
Okay, St. Louis style barbecue.
Okay.
According to Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is beautiful. So, yeah, because I don't want to be wrong.
Okay.
Usually grilled instead of slow cooked.
Okay.
In direct heat with smoke. And it is like spare ribs. Oh, it's usually heavily sauced. And the sauce is very sweet, slightly acidic, sticky, tomato-based, and made without liquid smoke.
Oh, that's cool. Because the liquid smoke is an interesting addition that I didn't know anything about liquid smoke. And then someone introduced me to it in Alaska because, everyone like obviously smokes and cans and all that kind of stuff in Alaska. And there was a fisherman who, made all of his smoked salmon smoked it with cedar and did this whole incredible thing. And he was like, yeah, but if you're just doing it on the boat, you can just buy a bottle of liquid smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the liquid smoke and he canned a bunch of salmon using it and it tasted okay. It was fine. It had that nice smoky flavor, but it was also just like, oh, it was, chemical and.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like cedar plank smoked, anything yummy, delicious smoked in the outdoors is always going to be better. So, okay. So St. Louis, you're coming down on the.
Just barbecue as a whole doesn't excite me at all. I like vinegary barbecue sauces. I think it's Carolina. Like, I love a sweet, tangy, vinegary sauce. Mm. More than a thick, give me that thin, wet dab.
Interesting.
But barbecue doesn't excite me because it's all just.
Oh, you don't like that sloppy brisket with, like, the sticky molasses? Like, I'm honestly salivating right now thinking about, like, sopping some up with a biscuit and a piece of buttery corn. Like,
really?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, the sweet, like, I love the molasses, the kind of sweet barbecue, the sweet stuff that's, I don't know, I have my sweet tooth gets the better of me, but oh, so good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, man. You would love the Midwest.
I do love the Midwest. I spent a lot of time in the Midwest. I remember when I went to the Sirloin Stockade for the first time with my boyfriend at the time. We were visiting his family in Iowa. His mother took us to the Sirloin Stockade.
What's that?
Also known as the happiest place on earth.
Okay. Okay.
To me, a Canadian girl, uh-huh. who was like, what? It was in Kansas, I think, actually. We were visiting. She lived in Lawrence at the time. And you buy the plate. So you just go in and you get your plate. It's an all-you-can-eat place.
Oh, yes.
And I had never seen this kind of thing in my life. So you just buy your plate. And that costs, I think it was like $18 or $19.95.
A steal.
Yeah. And then you just go through the stations and you just fill your plate. And when you're done with that plate, you go back and you get more. And then you eat more. And then you go to the dessert station and you make yourself a sundae or whatever the heck it is.
Fuck yeah. And they always have like puddings next to the cookies.
Yep. Soft serve station where I could pour my own soft serve with sprinkles. And my eyes were way bigger than my stomach and I served myself too much. But I had such a weird I was like, this is everything that's amazing and indicative of the abundance that you can experience as a person on the planet. Mm-hmm. And this is also everything that is problematic and indicative of how people just need to fill their own needs but not think about, I don't know. I just really felt like it was a culturally interesting moment for me as a tourist in that area.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to talk about it. It really actually made me uncomfortable.
Okay, because that's what I was gonna just straight up ask you. Yeah. It's like, it feels like you're dancing around
How
uncomfortable buffet Midwestern,
the all you can eat, the idea of all you can eat culture. Yep.
Yeah.
It's just weird and wrong and fucked up. The all you can eat buffet is, you know, also exists in Canada. I don't know where else in the world it exists, really.
Vegas.
No, I just mean like in America and Canada.
Oh. So anyway, the weed we're smoking is very good.
I'm going to have to hit mine a little more and get on your level. Because you just looked at me so innocently and said, Vegas. Like, yeah.
My brain was like, I'm helping. I'm helping at all. Shut up. Shut up now. Okay.
Oh my God, that's so funny. So... I think all-you-can-eat buffets are not only in America. They're also in Canada and possibly in other countries, although I've never seen them anywhere else, but not like I've traveled the world. So, but just problematic. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. You just made me think of like a tangent on that. Thanks to you, I request no straw at restaurants. So I just want to kind of call out a thank you because I didn't know how problematic straws are. And it feels kind of good to just sip from a fucking cup. No straw.
You don't need a straw most of the time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, especially out of my bottle of beer. Why was I drinking a straw with that?
Wait, someone give you a straw with your bottle of beer?
No.
Weirdo. I just went to Salt's Cure, which is one of my favorite restaurants here in LA that I know you like too.
Yes, it's great.
And they only serve metal straws.
Oh,
so they
nice.
Just have reusable, you know, steel straws.
Amazing.
Which I love. Yeah, of course. You're using reusable glasses. Why are you grossed out by a reusable straw? Like, if anyone ever has an argument about it,
mm-hmm.
like, guys, you're all like going to the gym and showering and getting on subways and drinking. Like, you can't
having unprotected sex.
Yeah, having clearly everyone's having unprotected sex. You just need to be cool with sharing some straws.
Yeah.
They put those things through an industrial dishwasher. It's fine. And yeah, the disposable straws are, you know, a huge boot. They're contributing to the plastic waste pile of, you know, disaster that's in the Pacific right now and all over, you know, landfills and everything. And you don't need them.
No, not at all.
And paper straws are also an alternative. There's a great place on Wilshire called Milk and Cookies, Cookies and Milk, the Milk Jar, Cookie Jar. I can't remember. It's I just came up with like five names. The Milk and Cookie Jar. Anyway, they have paper straws. Shut up, stop laughing at me. I'm stoned. They have paper straws that work just fine. And that's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
Actually, I'm going to get myself a stainless steel straw to just carry around in my backpack so I can just have it.
That's a great idea.
It's a good gift.
Oh, absolutely. And you bring that into a restaurant like you would bring a bottle of ranch or anything else. And you can put that straw into the... Like, you can have that for yourself in a restaurant, right?
You can. There is a fascinating dude in New York who made an art project slash political statement slash, you know, lifestyle move of only carrying his own containers to restaurants. So he would get to any place where he was eating and he'd just be like, here is my plate, here is my bowl, here is my cutlery, here is my straw. Sounds like a nightmare if you're a food service worker, but his whole point was like, please don't waste anything. Don't use any plastic or paper. Like, I'm just here to eat the food that you're preparing. Here's a dish for you to put it on. I then will take it home and wash it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a great point to be made with that kind of large act that I think, you know, for, you know, a busy restaurant worker would be like annoying, but like Reggie Watts was just in a hotel in, I think, Columbus, Ohio. And he posted on his Instagram about, ordering room service, and they sent it up and it was in disposable containers with plastic cutlery and paper napkins. And he put it on his Insta and he was like, hey, love Columbus, so excited to be here. this isn't okay. You guys need to do better. I'm staying in a hotel. Like, this isn't takeout.
Yeah.
I had a kind of a conversation with them on his IG, and he was like, I'm sorry to be weird about it, but I'm trying to boost the signal about just being conscientious. And I thought that was a great way to, you know, do that.
Absolutely. Wow. He boosted the signal with kindness, but also straightforward, like, yo.
Guys.
Come on.
Do better.
Oh, nice.
We don't need plastic straws. Nobody needs a plastic plate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, of course, you know, I get takeout, and there are all sorts of things that I do that don't sustain and conserve everything that I can. But when you can do what you can, it helps.
I think, a metal straw is not crazy.
It's not crazy.
It's not crazy at all.
Nope.
And honestly, it's something I've never thought of, but now I'm going to get a metal straw.
Yeah, I'll get one for you for your birthday.
Okay.
It's also a weapon. Straight.
My birthday's Thursday. If anyone else wants to send me a metal straw, please do.
That's exciting. What are your food wishes for your next year that you have a birthday in?
I mean, there's like restaurants on my vision board that I would love to eat at this year. Mm-hmm. Right now, though, I'm pretty torn as to what kind of cake I want to make a wish on.
Oh.
And I take it serious.
There's only one answer.
Oh no. You know the cake?
Yeah.
What?
Red Velvet.
Oh my gosh, you think so?
Yeah.
I don't disagree. I love that answer.
It's the only one for a birthday cake.
What are you picturing when
either
you say
that or German chocolate cake?
I have an issue with German chocolate cake.
Oh, okay.
But so let's just go to Red Velvet for a second.
Okay.
German chocolate, it's great for 3 bites, but I can never. Like
it's too sweet
for a slice. Red Velvet, gone.
Red Velvet is just like festive and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all you want in a cake for a birthday.
What do you picture when you say Red Velvet cake? What's your like layering system?
Betty Crocker with like cream cheese frosting. Listen,
is there a middle cream cheese layer, or is it cake and then the outside frosted?
Oh no, it's a double decker.
Fuck yes,
I'll make this for you if you want. I probably have some Betty Crocker cake mix in my cupboard.
Oh my god, your body language just changed.
Yeah.
You just like cracked your neck.
Got some marshmallows and some food coloring. that's how I roll.
Fuck yeah, Red Velvet.
Yeah. It's the most fun.
It really is.
It's red.
Shut your mouth.
Fuck off. What are you doing? Weird lemon tart. Get out of here.
Oh, for your birthday?
No.
No way.
It's all sour and weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, all I want is like big juicy hybrid and some amazing cake and a birthday wish. I think it's really important to make a wish on your birthday.
It is.
Yeah, I do take that serious.
You do?
Yeah.
Like on the day of?
Yeah.
Are you going to light a candle and say a little wish?
I always do. Mm-hmm. My mom used to tell me to take the candle and put it in a Ziploc bag and then put it under your pillow for the next week.
Oh my god, I love that.
To like reinforce the intention and really like let it sink in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take that.
It's good.
That's good. That's like, yeah, especially as a grown up, like we don't have enough of those, like, you know, like take your tooth and put it in, you know, like, mm-hmm. take your birthday candle, put it on your pillow.
Yeah. Because otherwise, you know, you go, oh, I wish, okay, and then gone, trash. And it's like, oh no, you just gave all the energy into that candle.
Yeah.
Don't put it in the trash yet.
Oh, I love that. That's so great. Well, I can't wait to hear what your wishes are.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the other thing is I think it's bullshit to that whole, oh, if you say your wish out loud, it doesn't come true. Bullshit.
Oh, okay.
Total bullshit. That sounds like something a king made up to make sure that the peasants didn't think for themselves.
Nobody say what's good.
Yeah. What do you want? Oh, don't say that. It's never going to happen. Fuck you.
Nobody say anything cool, okay? We're all just going to suffer.
Yeah. Keep that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Say your fucking wishes out loud.
Okay.
Get them in the air.
Say them loud. Well, yeah, people get worried about them getting stolen, or like if I say this good idea that someone else is going to like do it first.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Do you know it? Are you going to put it out there?
My wish? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think about it until that moment. I really try and be present for my wishes.
And then you keep it to yourself and you just want everyone else to tell you their wishes.
And then I gobble them up.
And then you you steal everyone else's wishes and make yourself a coat.
Yes. A technicolor death coat. Yeah, that's great.
It's terrible.
Maybe it will be red velvet then. I am leaning towards cookie cake.
I know.
If I'm going to be honest.
Idiots who steered you that direction.
I did a Facebook poll and cookie cake is up there.
Are not your friends. Cookie cake is not cake, it's a cookie, okay?
Ooh. Oh,
listen.
Bullshit. It has frosting on it. If it has frosting, it's a cake.
Go fuck yourself. Ice cream cake? Not a cake. It's ice cream. Cookie cake? Not a cake. It's a fucking cookie. If you want a goddamn fucking cake, I will make you a cake. But cookie cake and ice cream cake, not cakes. Even a cupcake is not a cake.
No.
A cake is a cake is a cake.
Damn.
Yep. Realness.
Realness.
Mm-hmm.
There's no debating with that. Like, you just crushed the debate.
I mean, I'm so mad at anyone who suggested that you put like cookie cakes just because they want to eat cookies.
Right. I mean, mm-hmm. A good soft cookie is really a great bite of food. Soft in the middle, crisp on the outside.
It's fine.
Gooey, buttery, not chocolate. A cake. But not a fucking cake.
Mm-mm.
And they try and trick you with that fucking frosting on top.
Nope.
Wow.
Not cool.
You really kind of peeled back the curtain.
I'm super mad about it.
Cookie gate. It's cookie gate.
Yep. It's not. It's just not. Like, I don't understand.
Totally. It's the same.
Cake, like ask any pastry chef. Oh, like what kind of cake are you going to make? And then be like, I don't know. I figured I'd just like pull out a cookie cake. No.
Mm-mm.
No one who's worth their salt who cares about cake and dessert would ever be like, oh, ice cream cake or cookie cake is appropriate. It's got to be a real cake.
Absolutely. Hey, it's the exact same as deep dish pizza. Not a fucking pizza.
Not a pizza.
Absolutely not.
Or like turkey bacon. Guys, get on board. If you don't eat pork or bacon products, then you can't have bacon.
Right.
It's just not a thing that you get to have.
Oh, that is so spoiled, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, I don't eat that. But I deserve the flavor profile of that.
Just turkey bacon is just bad. Like, just don't.
I grew up with it because my dad doesn't eat pork or anything. So I grew up with turkey bacon. Hadn't had bacon yet.
Right.
Once I had bacon.
Then you knew what bacon was.
Then I was like, oh. Like,
you've been lying to me. And then you're mad.
Yeah.
Just don't call things when they're not those things is what I'm saying. Right?
Absolutely.
Just don't, you know, put a lipstick on a pig.
And call it turkey.
Or call it bacon or cake.
The weed is working. Everything's fine.
We're good.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a dress on my dog and pretend he's my boyfriend. It's going to be fine.
Is that who you're bringing to Glazed?
My dog in a dress?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Great.
I mean, yeah, he's pretty thirsty for attention. He would probably like to sit in the front row. Yeah.
I think we covered. I don't know what else to say. I learned a lot. I feel like I grew.
I spread my wings and flew.
Yeah. You had stronger opinions than I was prepared for.
Eyes got big when I talked about cake.
Yeah, totally.
Uh-huh.
Really nice. I feel really good.
Okay, good.
Do you think about your last meal?
No.
Am I the only one obsessed with death in our relationship where I think about it most of the time?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, good.
I'm just
know.
Always thinking about the next 5 minutes.
And I'm thinking more, another 5 minutes?
I'm a goldfish and you're a hermit on the mountain. So that's why we balance each other out.
That's so true. I think about my last meal all the time.
I'm like, oh, chicken wings, look. Oh my God. You think about your last meal?
Yeah,
a lot. What is it?
Well, every time I eat something, I'm like, what if this is my last meal?
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. You need to meditate.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
Get into it. It's helpful.
How long have you been meditating now?
Let's not talk about that.
No, but you have to start. Whatever. You have to start before you can, like, continue.
Yeah.
So, how long have you started?
I don't know. I've like tried on and off for a long time, and I've only very recently found a way into somewhere between 2 and 10 minutes for myself every day, and it's helpful.
That's so little time to set aside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for your own well-being.
And I think I'd gotten myself to like a point where I was like, oh, if I'm not doing 10 minutes a day, I'm a terrible person. And then I just had a great conversation actually with my therapist, who was like, if you can just get 2 down, even just that is something that will help you just recenter and refocus, and it's been good.
That's awesome.
To just, you know, because you're just thinking about the... Oh, Archie, you hear something? You just think about just right then. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
Golly.
Mm-hmm. I'm not full of dread like Archie, who thinks people are coming for us. So last meal. You want to finish on the last meal question? Because I know what mine would be.
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, mine is really difficult to pinpoint, so I'd love to hear yours.
Okay. If I were to have the last thing that I could ever eat on this earth, I get courses, right?
Oh, it's your last fucking meal. It's a meal.
So my last meal, I would have... my last meal would, as of today, it stands like this. It would be a small portion of steak tartare with frites and mayonnaise and an ice cold martini. And then it would be fried chicken from the Flying Fish in Seattle with green beans and mashed potatoes. And then it would be a Meyer lemon tart. And I would have glass of red wine with the chicken, and I would have a glass of dessert wine with my lemon tart, and then I would get hit by the train or whatever.
Whatever it is.
But that's like, it.
Yep. That's a great last
meal. Well, it's way too much food.
That's not the point, though,
but
right?
It's only just what you eat if you're just going to, you know, not care about how you look or live.
Absolutely.
But those are all bites that I think of still when I, like, remember things that I've eaten where I'm like, oh, I just felt, like, happy and...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That fried chicken made me so happy. Just to even hear you say it made me go, oh, yes.
Buttermilk fried chicken at the Flying Fish restaurant in Seattle. Uh-huh. With green beans.
I'm so surprised you said a tart, though. And you said Meyer lemon tart, of all things. Like, after all your cake stances.
Well, if you're having a cake, have a fucking cake.
But a Meyer lemon tart is really, like, the satisfying dessert for you?
I mean, I love tiramisu, I love creme brulee, I love key lime pie. Actually, I might choose key lime pie over the Meyer lemon tart, but I actually don't like dessert.
Right. So it's, you like the tart sour, like a creamy top.
Yeah, like when we ate at Maud, my favorite bite was the like cherry, that like sour cherry sorbet.
Yes,
you know?
It was great.
Yeah, like I'm not a big, I don't crave chocolate desserts. I don't want sweets. I generally want like salt and fat and... you know, like I like salted caramel, I guess, desserts and that kind of thing. But I don't think about baking or pastries or,
Yeah.
Right, that's not.
Oh my gosh. It's so good that weed gives you cotton mouth. Like if I didn't have cannabis cotton mouth right now, I would not be able to talk because my mouth would be like a jug full of Gatorade.
We have to go to New York and eat the steak frites. Or not the steak tartare at Cafe Luxembourg. And then you have to go to Seattle and eat the buttermilk fried chicken at the Flying Fish. And Meyer lemon tarts, I'm sure they're abound.
Amazing.
What's yours?
Oh, well, real quick, when you said with steak frites and mayonnaise, do you mean mayonnaise as your dipping sauce for the fries?
Yes. What are you, crazy? Did you just show me ketchup? Get out of here.
Tick, 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 tick.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mayonnaise and fries.
Oh, it's the only way to go.
Yeah. It really is. I had like mint and peas, like smashed peas with mint and fries with mayonnaise.
Oh, so good.
It was so good.
Yep. That's coming your pants good.
Yep. It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that's why you put your napkin over your lap when you're eating.
Yeah, gross.
It is, right?
Ugh. I guess. Wait, you got me to review my whole thing. What's your whole thing?
You
just have to say some good bites.
I know. And there's so many good bites.
If I really wanted a good bite, it would be a better balanced meal than steak tartare and frites and buttermilk fried chicken. But those are just things I love.
Yeah, it is. And those are the best bites. For me, it would be, oh man. Like, there's so many things from my childhood. I'm not a nostalgic person at all. In fact, I find nostalgia very unsettling. I just don't see much value in it, but there is something about Pringles, cheese and Pringles, and frozen pizza, and tuna sandwiches with mixed with too much mayonnaise and American melted cheese over the top. Like, those Midwestern staples for me are still some of my favorite bites I've ever had. The Pringles are just like pressed chemicals with a dusting of nacho cheese on top. And I just remember watching cartoons and polishing off a can. I remember putting a frozen pizza in the oven, burning the edges to the crisp. Pepperoni is burnt edges, pool of oil in the middle, and the cheese being bad, you know, and just loving that. And then I remember making cans of mayonnaise, draining it, mixing it up with too much mayo. Oh, cans of tuna, mixing it up with too much mayo, toasting bread, putting this gloppy, delicious food on top, and then throwing it back in the toaster to melt the cheese, and then like watching cartoons and just eating that. And it's so weird to be so not into like holding on to memories or saving anything or having anything in my home that has anything to do with my past at all. But when it comes to last meal, those childhood bites are exactly what I want. That's unbelievable.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
It just makes so much sense. I mean, that's, you know, you want the return to the time of innocence and wonder. And you've never seen Ratatouille, have you?
I haven't.
Well, when you see it, that'll all make sense.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like that bite that returns you to the time when all that you cared about was what you were eating and doing in that moment.
Mm-hmm. And it's so tied into comedy, too.
Yeah.
That joy of, like, laughing at something funny on the TV.
Yeah. Just being in that perfectly there. Like, you don't miss anything and you're not wanting anything. You're just in the moment. It's like there's nothing missing and there's nothing extra. You're just okay in the moment. And that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You really put a lovely bow on it. Thank you.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me.
Dang. Yep. I feel really great.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah?
Oh my God, look, we're just at an hour.
And we're at an hour?
Well, we'll see how we edit it down, but...
Yeah, we'll be like, no, I don't want to edit much of anything here, to be honest.
Yeah.
This felt amazing.
This was very fun.
What do we want to plug and wrap it up with? Some socials?
You go for it.
All right.
I did it last time and I talked too much. I was like, and then...
If you dig this, thanks. Thanks so much. Add a review, like, subscribe, leave a comment. Go on our social media, at Weed and Grub across the board, and play along. We post stuff. There are two people on my... I reposted a picture of a slinger from our last episode, and two girls left comments on it, hashtagging it poutine and painting, and they started talking about their favorite drunk foods, and then they made... plans
to, I love it,
to like party, paint, eat poutine and drink.
I love it so much. Yeah, I think, yeah, we have fun playing along and tagging each other and like fighting about foods and disagreeing about things. So yeah, follow at Weed and Grub. I'm at this is Mary Jane _ on IG and Twitter.
I'm at Glazer Boo Hoo Hoo on all of that, and I would love to fight about barbecue or hear if you disagree about red velvet cake.
Yeah, or cake in general. A cake is a cake is a cake, people. Don't dress up a cookie.
Right.
And then tell me it's not a goddamn cookie with frosting on it. I'm so mad about that. Ugh. Anyway, get at us. This is really fun.
It's really fun. We care so much about...
so much.
This. Oh, it's good. All right. Bye.
Bye.